three of them continue to fight off the Terminatrix, Tharin using his semen-wielding abilities to deflect its attacks. But as they fight, Carl can't shake off the feeling that there is more to this than just a simple monster battle. Carl can't help but notice that the creature's appearance seems to be a twisted amalgamation of Becky and Nicole's worst features. Its skin is a grotesque mixture of Becky's acne-scarred complexion and Nicole's razor-sharp cheekbones. The way its eyes seem to bore into their souls makes Carl shudder. Meanwhile, he's still got the joint in his hand, trying to calm himself down with a few hits as they battle the monstrous creature. It's a weird feeling, smoking while fighting for his life against a creature that looks like a fusion of two people he knows. "Dude, this is getting out of hand," Carl says, taking another hit from the joint. "We need to figure out how to stop this thing before it kills us all," Julie nods in agreement, his eyes fixed on the Terminatrix with a mixture of horror and fascination. "Yeah, but how are we supposed to do that? Darren's abilities seem to be the only thing keeping us alive right now," as they continue to fight. Carl can't help but wonder what kind of dark magic is at work here. Is this some kind of twisted curse, or has Tharin genuinely tapped into a power beyond their understanding? The Terminatrix lets out a deafening roar as it charges towards them once more, its eyes fixed on its next victims. It's time for Carl and Julie to come up with a plan on fast. The Terminatrix charges towards them. Carl and Julie are running out of options. But just as all hope seems lost, something incredible happens. Julie's stomach starts to bulge outward, his hernia making a dramatic appearance like a superhero cape. The 8-pack abs that have been hidden beneath the surface suddenly spring forth, rippling with muscles as he lets out a mighty roar. "You can't defeat me." Julie bellows, his voice echoing through the forest as he charges towards the Terminatrix with an impressive display of pecs and power. The Terminatrix, caught off guard by the sudden development, stumbles backward in surprise. Its razor-sharp claws swipe wildly at Julie's chiseled abs, but they are no match for the sheer might of his hernia-powered physique. Carl watches and awes Julie's 8-pack rips through the Terminatrix like it's made of paper, sending the creature stumbling backward in disarray. The joint drops from Carl's hand, forgotten in the face of this incredible display of muscle power. "Whoa, did you just..." Carl starts to say, but is cut off by Julie's triumphant roar as he delivers a series of devastating blows to the Terminatrix's vulnerable underside. The creature lets out a defeated wail before dissolving into nothingness, its dark magic vanquished by the power of Julie's hernia-empowered 8-pack. As they catch their breath, Carl turns to Julie with a mixture of amazement and gratitude. "Dude, you're a hero," he exclaims. Julie grunts, his chest still bulging outward with pride. "Hey, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade," he says, winking. Or in this case, when life gives you hernia, use it to save the day. As Julie celebrates his triumphant moment, Tharin slips away from the clearing, still manipulating his semen to maintain a strange, pulsing aura around him. "Hey guys, I think we should get out of here," he says, his voice slow and mysterious. "I don't want to hang around in case more Terminatrixes show up." Carl and Julie exchange a look, still trying to process the sheer weirdness of their encounter with the dark magic. "Yeah, good idea," Carl says, nodding. "Let's get out of here before things get any weirder." As they make their way back through the forest, Tharin leads them deeper into the trees, his semen-wielding abilities seeming to guide them towards some unknown destination. "What are you doing?" Julie asks, eyeing Tharin wearily. "I'm trying to figure out what's going on," Tharin replies, his eyes fixed on some unseen point ahead. "I think there's more to this temple than just dark magic and Terminatrix," as Carl raises an eyebrow. "What do you mean?" Tharin glances back at them, a sly grin spreading across his face. "Let's just say I have a theory about the true nature of these abilities we've been developing." Julie's eyes narrow suspiciously. "What kind of abilities are you talking about?" Tharin chuckles, the sound echoing through the forest. "You'll see," he says, his voice dripping with an air of mystery. As they press deeper into the woods, the trees seem to grow taller and closer together, casting long, ominous shadows across the ground. Venturing deeper into the forest, Darren's theory begins to take shape. He's convinced that their abilities are connected to the mysterious technology of the temple. "Guys, I think we're not just dealing with dark magic here," he says, his eyes gleaming with excitement. "I think we're tapping into some kind of advanced technology." Carl and Julie exchange a skeptical look. "What do you mean?" Carl asks. Tharin gestures to the trees around them. "This forest is somehow connected to the temple. I think it's using our bodies as conduits to harness the energy of this technology." Julie raises an eyebrow. "You mean we're like batteries or something?" Tharin nods. "Exactly, and if we can control this energy, we could become Terminators." Carl's eyes widen in alarm. "What do you mean by Terminators?" Tharin smiles grimly. "I mean the T-800s, the Terminator robots that were sent back in time to protect John Connor." Carl's expression turns pale. "You're saying we're becoming cyborg assassins?" Tharin shrugs. "Maybe not assassins, but we could use our abilities for good. We could be the Terminators of the future." As they discuss this bizarre possibility, a strange energy begins to build around them. The trees seem to be humming with power, and the air is charged with an electric tension. Suddenly, Carl's phone rings. It's John Connor on the line, his voice urgent and grave. "Listen, guys," he says. I've been tracking your movements. I think you're getting close to something big, but you need to be careful. There are people who will stop at nothing to control this technology. Carl can't contain his excitement as he listens to John Connor's warning. He's always been fascinated by the idea of becoming a cyborg, and now it seems like it might actually be possible. Whoa, this is amazing. Carl exclaims. I mean, think about it, we could be like Terminators, but with our own bodies. Geely and Darren exchange a skeptical look. Geely's eyes are narrowed in concern, while Darren looks downright terrified. I don't know if I want to do this, Geely says quietly. I mean, what if something goes wrong? Darren nods vigorously. Yeah, let us not forget about the combending ability. I'm sick of it, guys. I just want to be normal again. Carl rolls his eyes. Come on, you two don't be such party poopos. We could be unstoppable. John Connor's voice cuts through the banter, his tone serious and urgent. Listen, guys, I know this is a lot to take in, but you have to be careful. There are people who will stop at nothing to control this technology. You need to be prepared for anything. As John finishes speaking, the air around them begins to crackle with energy. The tree seemed to be humming with power, and Carl can feel his body beginning to change. Well, I think it's happening, Carl says, his eyes wide with excitement. Julie and Darren look at each other in alarm as Carl's body starts to morph into something new. His limbs begin to lengthen and strengthen, his senses heightening to superhuman levels. Carl, no! Julie cries out, but it's too late. Carl is already transformed, his body a cyborg marvel. Darren looks on in horror as Carl's eyes glow bright red, his skin taking on a metallic sheen. The air around him crackles with energy, and the trees seem to be bending to his will. Guys, I'm becoming something else, Carl says, his voice barely recognizable. Julie and Darren exchange a desperate look. They know they have to get out of there before it's too late, but where can they go? The forest is closing in around them, the trees seeming to become living things, their branches reaching out like grasping fingers.